Statistics released Wednesday by the Office of the Chief Coroner show the overall opioid toxicity mortality rate for the province in the third quarter of 2023 was steady over the previous year, with about 4 deaths per 100,000 people. At the same time, the death rate in the Algoma Public Health Unit is 11.5 deaths per 100,000, almost 3 times the provincial average. Northern Ontario health units continue to experience the worst effects of the opioid crisis. Thunder Bay District Health Unit is worst in Ontario for Q3, with a rate of over 16 deaths per 100,000. Algoma has recorded the second highest death rate in the province. Sudbury and District Health, North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit and the Northwestern Health Unit round out the top 5 worst death rates for Q3 in the province of Ontario. The statistics in Algoma have improved compared to the same quarter in 2022, when the local public health unit was worst in the province with more than 14 deaths per 100,000. The OCC states about 7 people die per day in Ontario from opioid toxicity. Between January and September of 2023, a total of 29 people were confirmed by the OCC to have died from opioid toxicity in Sault Ste. Marie alone. Looking at year-over-year stats between October 2022 and September 2023, the Algoma Public Health Unit has worsened over the previous year, with about 48 deaths per 100,000. That's an increase of about 6 deaths per 100,000 over the previous year. Looking at the provincial data for Q1 to Q3 of 2023, fentanyl continues to contribute to the majority of opioid toxicity deaths, involved in about 83% of recorded cases. Fluorofentanyl, a fentanyl analog, contributed to just 0.1% of deaths in the province in 2021, climbing to 1.3% of deaths in 2022. In 2023, it made a big jump to being involved in 21% of all recorded deaths. The OCC notes the majority of deaths where fluorofentanyl is detected also involve fentanyl.